Okay, good morning, everybody. Today's daf is Ksubas Daf Samach. We left off on Daf Samach Dalid Amid Beis of the two dots Amr Rabbi Yossi Lo Pasak Sa'or. And today's share is sponsored by Dr. David Lander in honor of his wife and children and Li'ili Nishmas, his mother, Golda Bas Simcha La Shalom, the Neshama Shav Aliyah. It's also sponsored in honor of the 45th yard site of Saul David Small, Shalom David, Ben Nachum Eliyahu Alevi, from his children, Michelle Small Roth, and Aaron Moshe Roth and families, and Shama Shav Aliyah. And it's also sponsored by Gabriel and Eliza Sazni in honor of the birth of their grandson, Yonah Zalman, son of Yirmi and Adina Stein. May you raise him, L'toru L'chupa L'maisim Tovim, Mazel Tov to the entire Mishpacha. And we thank all of the sponsors very much for the sponsorship. So we are holding, as I said, on the bottom of Daf Samach Dalet Amud Beis, and we are discussing the various detailed items that a husband has to provide for his wife. So the Gemara is going to note that among the items that a husband has to provide for his wife is not wine. And why is that the case, that he doesn't have to provide her with wine? What is our attitude toward women drinking in general and toward providing wine? And we're going to have stories that relate to that discussion about wine. Then the Gemara is going to discuss whether some details about the bedding that is provided. We said that he has to give her a mito umapat. We didn't say karu keset. So we're going to talk a little bit about the mito umapat, a little bit about what is not said. Then the Gemara is going to discuss whether, when the Mishnah had said that if nosi lama kesef l'tzorcha, so she's ocheles imo mi leile Shabbos leile Shabbos, that in addition to the food that he gives her, but he also eats together with her on leile Shabbos, the Gemara is going to discuss, is that literal? Does that literally mean, or is that a euphemism for Tashma Shamita? And then at the very end of the parak, this is the last daf in the fifth parak, in parak Afalpi, the very end of the parak, it's going to discuss at what age one must support his children, meaning is there any age where children are so young where one has an obligation to support them? And the context is a woman who is a meinekes, where she doesn't have to produce as much maisi adayim, but the husband has to provide her with more mizonos. So obviously, that's coming out of the husband's expense, is supporting such a young child. Yet we know that that you don't have a chiv to support children. So obviously, there's some age where that changes. So the Gemara is going to discuss that, and hopefully, we'll get to the end of the parak today. So let's begin again. A few lines on the bottom of the page. Amar Rabbi Yossi lo pasak sa'orin. Four lines on the bottom of the page. So the Mishnah said that Rabbi Yossi says that lo pasak sa'orin, but only except for Rabbi Yishmael, who is samach le'adom. See, he's the one that said that you give a certain amount of sa'orin, the arba'a kavin of sa'orin, that you provide two kav of chitim per week and four kavin of sa'orin. So the Gemara understands that Rabbi Yossi is telling us that only Rabbi Shmuel, because he lived near Edom, paskin that you give sa'orim. So ask the Gemara, Ela be'edom udachon sa'orim b'kuli alma lo achli. Is that true? Only in Edom they eat sa'orim? They don't eat sa'orim in the rest of the world? Everywhere they eat sa'orim. So why does Rabbi Yossi say only someone who lives near Edom would have a reason to provide sa'orim to his wife? So hachi kamar, no, what he's trying to say is as follows, that the amounts that were given of how much sa'orim you have to give, that's unusual. Lo pasuk sa'orim kiflayim b'chi. You only have to give twice as much sa'orim as you do chitim if you live near Edom like Rabbi Yishmael, because the sa'orim from Edom are not high quality. But in other places, you don't have to give twice as much sa'orim as chitim. You just you assess it based on the relative quality of the sa'orim to the chitim. It doesn't have to be twice as much. Then the Mishnah said, you give a half a kav of kitnis and a half a log of shemen and a kav of grogros or a mana devela. So all about the dried figs that you give her, v'ilu yayin lo katani. But it didn't say anything about giving her any wine. Misayele Rabbi Lazar, damer Rabbi Lazar, ein poskin yenos leisha, that we don't give wine to an isha, because yayin is margila letashmish. It provides her, it brings a person to a higher risk of having tashmish hamita, and because a person defenses are down, they're much more likely to make poor decisions if they're drinking too much wine. The lashon of the milunil is lufi shayayin meshaker umesameach umevias heisha she'ein ladas kolkach
lidei aveira, that it will bring her to a point of aveira. The Yerushalmi quotes a pasuk in this context, a pasuk in Hosea of znus v'yayin v'tirosh yikach lev. So the carbonator explains the pasuk, yayin and tirosh take away the bring the heart, our lokeach hasalev luznus, that they bring they put a person at a much higher risk of having znus v'im tomar. And if you're going to say, but the pasuk says elcha achrei ma'avai nosin lachmi meimei tzimri pishti shimni v'shikuyai, so shikuyai sounds like it's talking about wine, because so you don't just see from that pasuk that it is the derech of an isha to drink wine, because it's an isha speaking in the context of the pasuk. The pasuk is in the nevuah of Hosea that HaKadosh Baruch Hu says that ba'asid there's going to be a lot, Klal Yisrael is going to have a lot, and the Bnei Yehuda and Yisrael are going to appoint a single leader over them, and that time HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to receive them, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu is being mochiach them for leaving, and that they're going to do tshuva. And this nevuah is said as a derech mashal of an isha zona tachas baila, so it's talking about an isha, even though it's not literally talking about an isha. It's a nevuah, so it is it's a symbolic of something else. So, but it's meant to be about but the mashal is only good if the nimshal is only good if the mashal makes sense. So, in the context of that mashal, it describes an isha who has shikuyai, which sounds like it's talking about yayin. So it says, no, shikuya doesn't mean my mashke, it doesn't mean what I drink, it means things that a woman is mishtokik for, things that she has a desire for, and that's a reference to tachshitin, to different types of adornments, jewelry and perfumes and things of that nature. How do I know that we're not posek yayin for a woman? It says he drank, that only her husband drank, but not that she drank. So you see that it's not the derech of an isha to drink wine, and therefore we are not posek yayin to an isha. It could be, though, the achronim raised the question, and where did Chana go once she got up from that meal and he drank but she didn't drink? She went to daven for a child. So it could be that that's a function of something else, the fact that she didn't drink. A shikar al yispalel, that a person who was drunk, right, veichshveh eli lishikora, takes on a whole new meaning when appreciating the context of where she came from. But maybe that's what it's based on, that she didn't want to drink because she wanted to be able to daven. So but nevertheless, if you drink pachos mirvius, you're able to daven. If you don't drink too much, you are able to daven. And it sounds like she didn't drink anything, and that seems to be the raya from the Gemara. Why didn't she drink any wine? That was the primary beverage that they would always drink, was wine. So because that was the primary beverage that they would drink, it seems surprising that she wouldn't drink wine at the Suda. So Elamai, it's because a woman doesn't drink wine. Elamayata achla velo achal hachinami. So you're going to say the same drasha. It says that achla, you're going to say velo achal. It's not true. You can't be medayik from the lashon of the pasuk, because it's clear that Elkanah himself ate. So anan midshani kra b'diburi kamrinan. No, well, we're dashing from the fact that the pasuk changes its phrasing. Michti Begava Ka'asik Vasi. The whole parsha is about Chana. The whole thing is about her. So my time Mashani, why would it all of a sudden be Mashana and say Shaso and say such a Lashon, which is about her husband? So Shemamina Shaso Velo Shasas. It must be Dafka to make this Diuk that he drank and she didn't drink. So it says Gemara, but wait a second, is that true that we're not posek Yayin Leisha? Meisve, we have a Brisa that tells me that an Almana that gets supported me Nichse Yisomim, that Regila Nosin La, if she normally drinks wine or she was in the habit of drinking wine, b'chaye b'aylo, while her husband was still alive, so then we are posek yayin le'isha. So isn't that a kashan of Rabbi Lazar who says that we're not posek yayin le'isha? Says Mar Regila Shaini, in the case where she was in that habit, that's different. So then we were posek lo yayin, because the yayin is not going to be a chiddush for her, and therefore it's not going to be something. She knows how to handle her yayin. She knows how to behave when she drinks wine, because she's regila in drinking wine. So Damar Rav Chinna Bar Kahana Amar Shmuel Regila Nosin La Kos kosos echad she'ina regila nosnos shnei kosos. That a woman who's regila b'shtias yayin gets a kos echad, and if she's ain't a regila, then you give her shtei kosos. So it says more Maika Amar. It's mistaver to say the opposite, that an isha ha regila would get shtei kosos, and an ain't a regila got to start her off slow and give her only one kos. So Mavai Hachi Kamar regila b'fnei baila shnei kosos. If she was regila when she was with her husband to drink shnei kosos, so then shelo b'fnei baila nosna kos echad. When she's not b'fnei baila, you lower the intake to only one kos of yayin. But ain't a regila b'fnei baila ela kos echad. If she was ain't a regila to drink when she was with her husband any more than one kos, shelo b'fnei baila ain't nosna kalikar. So shelo b'fnei baila, you don't give her anything. So that's what it really means to say. Not that a woman who never drank before is all of a sudden going to get more wine. That doesn't make any sense. It means that if she could drink X amount when she's with her husband, she should drink X minus one when she's not with her husband. So what? But that's not what it said. It said regila nosan la kosachas. So what does that mean? Regila nosan la kosachas means someone who's regila b'shnei kosos b'fnei baila would drink kosachas shalom b'fnei baila. And then what did it mean when it said she'ena regila nosla shtei kosos, and ena regila to have shtei kosos b'fnei baila? Meaning it's not she'ena regila nosla shtei kosos that if she's ena regila, then you give her shtei kosos. It's that she's ena regila v'nosla shtei kosos. She's not used to having shtei kosos. She's only used to having one kos b'fnei baila. Then she gets nothing. It's a nosla kol ikar. So it's a little bit of a difficult read, but that's how you'd have to read it in according to this teretz of the Gemara. V'i b'yaseima. Or another possible teretz, regila nosna litzike kedera. If she's regila, then you give her a little bit of wine for cooking wine, but not to drink. The story happened with the daughter of the Nakdim ben Gurion, who's a very wealthy person. That chachamim were posek an enormous amount of wine, even though she didn't drink. The enormous amount of wine was just to use as cooking wine, but they had so much food going through their house that and they were so wealthy that's what they were posek. That's the amount of wine that they were posek for a single week. So Amarlan kach tivskul v'noseichem. So the daughter of Nakdim ben Gurion said to the chacham, and she gave them a bracha that you should be zocha to set up such a payment for your own daughters. You should be so wealthy. So Tana Shomeres Yavimaisa v'lo anu achrei amen. But it was in the context of a tragic circumstance. She was a Shomeres Yavam. Her husband had died, so they didn't answer amen to that bracha, because sometimes a person feels that all they want is wealth, and that's going to be the biggest bracha. They don't realize how much else there is going on in somebody else's life, that maybe the wealth doesn't cover for everything, that maybe there are other things that are not a bracha, and the Chacham had the wisdom to see that just because she's rich, it doesn't mean her life is so great. Here she was, Nebuch HaShomeres Yavam, and they wouldn't wish that upon their daughters. So the Gemara brings a braisa about a woman drinking wine. Tana kos echad yafa li'isha. One kos of yayin is good for a woman. Shnayim nivelhu shlosha tova. That if she has two cups of wine, then it's a nivel, then it's a disgrace. If she has three, then she's already asking for tashmish explicitly. Arba'a afilu chamor tovas b'shuk ve'ena makpedas. And if she drinks four cups of wine, her selectivity is weighed down. And even if a chamor is tovea her for tashmish amita in the shuk, she'll be seduced to be able to have tashmish with him. So amarav lo shanu. But that's only if her husband is not with her. But when her husband is with her, she's mutaris b'yayin, because the husband, we assume, will watch her. But wait, the whole story was based on, the whole halacha was based on a pasuk by Chana. Chana was together with Elkanah, so why does the pasuk say she didn't drink wine? So it says Mark, someone who's a guest at someone else's house is different. So even though her husband was with her, she was not allowed to drink wine. How do I know that an achsanai, a guest, should not engage in tashmash hamita? Shemar ve'yashkimu b'bavokar ve'yishtachvul l'fnei Hashem ve'yashuvu ve'yavo el beisam haramasa v'yeda elkana eschani ishto v'yizkorei Hashem hashtein mei karelo, because the pasuk describes in detail detail how they finally returned home, and when they returned home, Vayedel Kanes Chani Ishto. Then they had Tashma Shamita together. But prior to returning home, they didn't have Tashma Shamita because a guest does not have Tashma Shamita. It's not considered Derech Eretz, right? The Gemara says in Maseches Nida that some of the Amoraim would make sure that there was no Bal Chai in the room, and they would have Tashma Shamita. They'd kill every gnat, every fly, every anything, any living thing. So that's what the Rishonim explained. There's no such halacha that you have to kill every living thing, nor does it, meaning the flies don't realize what's going on. So the point is they were trying to make a statement about the level of tznius one has to have when they have Tashma Shamita. So even though that's not a halacha, and that was a Midas Chasidus that's quoted by several of the Rishonim as a proper Midas Chasidus, but nevertheless, even though it's only a Midas Chasidus, but that's why it was Midas Chasidus. It wasn't Midas Chasidus because they were nervous that the flies are going to go tell people what they just saw. It's a Midas Chasidus because there's a higher level of tznius that one requires. If I'm not mistaken, Rav Moshe quotes this Gemara also in his tshuva about the Isra of Hirhur for Nashim. There is a halacha that a man is not allowed to have Hirhurim. We just saw not that long ago in the Daf that in Shmartim he called Avara, that a person should not be Mahar B'yom because Shami Yavali De Tuma B'layla, that we're afraid he's going to become a Balkari B'layla. So there's a discussion in Poskim. So does a woman also have an Isra of Histaklus and Hirhur and things like that? Is she not allowed to be Mistakel at a man? So it's not so clear because on the one hand, one would say there must be some sort of Isra for a woman also, right? It's Mistaver that a woman would have an Isra of Histaklus. But on the other hand, you think, but it's probably not the same as a man either, right? I mean, it's probably not the same Isser that a woman has. So Rav Moshe sort of is magdir that. And he points out that there are two separate psukim. There's a pasuk in the Shmartim called Avara that the Gemara over here in Ksubis a few dapim ago in the Mems had said that we learn from there not to be mahar b'yom shami yavali de tumah b'layla. That's what the Gemara in Avodah Zarah says. Not even to look at big day tzivonah shalisha, even if she's not wearing them. Not to look at animals mating. Anything that is going to be maybe de tumah b'layla. And then there's another pasuk of those asura achrei nechem, where the Gemara says that you're not supposed to have hirurim, you're not supposed to have istaklus, you're not supposed to look at things that are inappropriate. So Rav Moshe said, yeah, the pasuk of the Shmartim called Davarad doesn't apply to women because she's not going to become a balkari. That's an impossibility. But the pasuk of those asura achrei nechem does apply to women. So you see that, and that's why when it comes to the Isra of looking at big day tzivonim, you don't have such an Isra for women to look at men's clothing. When it comes to even looking at animals mating, we don't find that there's such an Isra for women. So that's how Rav Moshe writes in the Tshuva. He suggests that maybe when it comes to looking at men, so there is there seems to be a difference in terms of that as well. Even though women are included in the Surah Achrei Nechem, the Gemara tells us in Maseches Brachos, Rabbi Yochanan used to sit al sharei tvila when the women would come out of the mikvah. Why would he do that? So that they could be mistakel at him to look at his beauty. He was a magnificently beautiful person, and looking at him and when they came out of the mikvah would have some sort of impact on the children that they would conceive that night. So they would look at him. So and the Gemara tells us when women would talk to Shaul HaMelech, he was so tall and handsome and gula, that they would be mistakel at him. They would try to extend the conversation with him so they could be mistakel. But for a man to do that for a woman would be absolutely awesome. You know, let him be mistakel. Feel betzva katana shall isha. So it sounds like although women are included in losurach reinechem, that the iser is not as strong. So I think, if I'm not mistaken, Ramesha doesn't say this. One of the other achronim says this, that the reason they're allowed by the shari tvila, for example, the women were allowed to be mistakel Rabbi Yochanan is because they had an outlet for whatever desires that would create. Meaning they just went to the mikveh, they were going to be with their husbands that night, and when there's an outlet for their desires, so then it's going to be less of the gedarim, the line is going to move in terms of what's usher and what's not usher. She probably can't look at a man that's like undressed or something, but to be mistakel at Rabbi Yochanan's beauty at that point would be mutter. So the basis for that is our Gemara, that here a woman's not supposed to drink wine because wine makes a person promiscuous, but well, by Leima it's okay when she's with her husband, so it's not going to be a problem because there's a mutter outlet. And when there's a mutter outlet, those Yisurim are not the same. That's a shaila when it comes to a man, is the fact that he has a mutter outlet going to make it a mutter. There's a big discussion in Achronim whether a man is allowed to be maharer about ish ishto tahora, about his wife when she's not a nida. So obviously at some point he's allowed to be maharher about his wife when she's not a nida, and he's going to have mitzvahs, he's going to do mitzvahs ona, so at some point he's going to be maharher, but what if he's not with her? So is the fact that there is an outlet for such irurim, is that going to make it mutter? So that's a discussion in the achronim. A lot of contemporary achronim discuss that. Okay, so anyway, Choma debitu d'Abaye. The Gemara tells some stories about providing wine for a woman. Choma was Abaye's wife. Asayla kamei de Rava. She went to Rava after her husband had died. Amalei psokli mizoni, and she said, "Okay, let's set up what I'm going to be paid for my husband's estate, so that I'll be able to live. I'm supposed to get mizonos." So pasakla. So she set up a mizonos plan for her. So psokli chamra. She said, "I'd like some wine." Amalei yadana bebe nachmani to love a shasi chamra. One thing I know about Abaye is that Abaye was very poor. He didn't drink any wine. That's how the Tosa Rosh says. The Gemara just says lo shasa chamra. Tosa Rosh says because he was very poor. So you're not rugged to drink wine, and therefore you don't get wine. So Amalei chaye demar d'havi mashkele b'shufrazi kihai, that they would give him wine in these big goblets, and she showed like from the length of her arm these tall goblets of wine. Badiz kamachavile, when she showed him the measure of the bottle of wine, of the cups of wine that he would drink, igloi dara, her sleeve came up and it revealed her arm. So nafal nahora bebeidina, a certain light hit the beisdin from the beauty of her arm. Kam Rava ala beise, Rava went to his house. Tava lebas Rav Chista, and he was tovea bas Rav Chista, his wife, for tashma shamita, because he was so aroused by having Abaye's almana's arm be exposed in his beisdin. Samalei bas Rav Chista man havia in the beidina. So bas Rav Chista saw he was behaving in such an unusual fashion. She said, "What went on in Beis Din today?" So Amalah Chama Debitu D'Abaye Nafka Chama Debitu D'Abaye. She says, "Well, Abaye's almana was in Beis Din today." So Nafka Abasra, Rava's wife, went to Choma and she said, "Machsala Bekulpi D'Shida Ada Afkala Mikuli Mechuzah," and she hit her with a wooden shoe until she threw her out of all of Mechuzah. So Amalah, so Rava's wife said to Abaye's wife, "Kataltele Tlosa Va'asus L'Miktal Achrina." You already killed three men that you were married to, and now you want to kill another man by showing your beauty and by making him want to marry you as well. The halacha is it's also to marry an isha katlana, someone whose husbands have died after being married to her. So it's machlokas, what makes an isha katlana? How many times she has to have been married? So the chum hold that once she had two husbands that died, she's considered a katlana. Rav Shmuel Gamliel says that it's no, three times that creates chazaka. So the Gemara tells us that Abaye was somech on the shita of Rav Shmuel Gamliel, and he married Choma, who already had two previous husbands that died, and then he died before he predeceased her as well. So at that point, it would have been usher for anybody to marry her. But nevertheless, Rava's wife was unhappy about this. The bittu Rav Yosef prayed to Rava, the wife of Rav Yosef, the son of Rava. Asayi lekamei de Rav Nechemya prayed to Rav Yosef. Came to Rav Nechemya, the son of Rav Yosef, after her husband died. Amrlei psokli mizone, provide me for mizonos. My husband died, pasakla. So he gave her some mizonos. Psokli chamra, said now some wine. So pasakla, and he provided wine. Amrlei yadanabu hu b'vnei mechoza d'shasu chamra. He said, one thing I know about the people, the b'nei mechoza, they drink a lot of wine, and therefore she's entitled to a psika of yayin as well. Debit Rav Yosef prayed to Rav Menashe mitvil, the wife of Rav Yosef, the son of Rav Menashe from Devil. Asayi lekamei de Rav Yosef, came to Rav Yosef after her husband died. Amrlei psokli mizoni, provide me mizonos. So pasakla, he provided. Psokli chamra, provide me with wine. Pasakla, he did. Psokli shirai, I'd like to have very nice begadim. Amrlei shirai lama, why do you need begadim, such chashva begadim? Shirai, linen, clothing, that's a very chashva type of clothing. Amrlei, so she said, I need such begadim, so I shouldn't be nispaza from the cover that I'm used to. So lach ulechavruch ulechavrurach, in front of you and in front of all of your chaverim, meaning I want to look nice, like I'm accustomed to look nice in front of other people. So that's why I need such nice clothing. Okay, then the Mishnah said, v'nosla mito umapat, that he provides her with a bed and with a mattress. So matpas maxelas alamala diavla. Why does he have to give her a mapatz and a machzelis? The mita that he gives her is when we describe a mita in Shas, we normally are describing like a cot that has a leather top to it. So the leather top itself is the soft part that a person lies on, that a person sleeps on. So you don't put a mattress on a cot like that. You'd put a mattress on a bed frame, a wooden bed frame, or a metal bed frame. So what do you need in a mattress when she already has a cot? So I'm Rav Papa says, our mission is not talking about a case where the mitos were made with leather that was over a frame. We're talking about a case where they would fill the beds with ropes, that it would be very uncomfortable to lie directly on the bed, and you needed a mattress. So depending on what the bed frames that were common in that place was, so maybe they needed a mattress. Now the Gemara brings a brisa that talks about another chiyuv that the husband has toward providing for his wife. Tan Rabbanan, Einos Nakar V'Keses. A man does not give to his wife when he leaves a shlish to provide for his wife. They don't have to provide for a kar v'keses, for cushions and pillows. So Mishum Rabbi Nosson Amru, Nosson Lakar V'Keses. Yes, you do. So Hei Chidami, what's the brisa talking about? Ida Urcha, if she's used to having, she comes from a family where they're chashuvim and they're used to having a kar v'keses, my time in Tanakama. Why would the Tanakama say that you don't provide that which she's used to having? Of course you have to give her whatever she's accustomed to. V'ida Lavurcha, and if it's not the derech in her family to sleep on a kar v'keses, my time is Rabbi Nassan. Why would Rabbi Nassan say that you do give her kar v'keses? Meaning the rules are very simple. The rules are that you need to provide for her based on the standard of living that she's accustomed to. So how could there be room for machlokas? Give her kar v'keses, don't give her kar v'keses. What standard of living is she accustomed to? That's what you provide her with, and that's it. So it says, well, let's go into Urche Didei v'lav Urche Didei. So we've already had this conversation in a different context a couple of places in this Masechta. The case is that it's the husband's derech to sleep on kar v'keses, but she doesn't come from such a wealthy family. She comes from a different place. She comes from a place where they're not accustomed to kar v'keses. So the Isha doesn't need it for her own personal self. So Tanakama, Sarva Tanakama, says that you don't give her amlak, he has ilna, shakil nuluhu v'chiasina, may see in the bad day that the husband could say to his wife, when I go on my way and I leave you with a shlish, so I'm going to take the kar v'keses together with me. And when I come back, don't worry, I'll bring back the kar v'keses. But I travel with my mattress, I travel with my nice pillow and my nice blankets. And but you don't need it because you're happy with less because you grew up with less. Rabbi Nassan Savar, and Rabbi Nassan says no, he's got to give her kar v'keses while he's away and he's asking a shlish to provide for her, because our Malay, the woman could say to the husband, Zimnin de Misrami Ben Ashmashos, Vlamas Maisluvish Katuladiu Magnusi Alara, that sometimes it's going to come Ben Ashmashos of Erev Shabbos, and you're not going to be able to bring the Karvakesis with you, and you're going to take my mattress, and I'm going to have to sleep on the ground. And therefore, the husband has to provide for his wife a Karvakesis that will always be in the house, just in case he's coming back last minute and there's no time to unpack, or there's no time to even get all of his suitcases delivered to the house by the time he comes back. And she's not going to have he's not going to have what he's accustomed to. And because he's not going to have what he's accustomed to, he's going to take her bed, and she's going to be left not only without a kar v'keses, he's going to be left without anything. Even though we've said previously that a woman could be shochev and baila together al mishkavo, so what does he care? What does she care that he's going to take the mappets or the kar v'keses that she bought? Because she'll just be able to sleep with him anyway, but sometimes she's not shocheves and baila throughout the night, and when she's not shocheves with him, then it's going to be a problem. That's how the Ginzei Yosef explains, that she's not expected to necessarily be in his bed all night. So v'nosin la'kipa, and he provides her, the Mishnah said, for a kippa l'rosha, and a chagur l'masneha, and shoes, mimoi l'moi, that every yantif, he provides her with shoes. So I'm l'er of Papa l'abayi, so Papa says, Abayi, haitana shliach artaloi, the Rami Masani. This Tana apparently doesn't have much clothing and is only wearing shoes all the time. So since begadim are not something that this Tana values, so you only give one set of clothing for the whole year. But shoes? Every moed, she's getting shoes. That's a weird ratio. One outfit and three sets of shoes. Some lay. So he said to him, no, the din is not because of an extra chashivos that he put an extra premium he put on shoes, but Tana b'makom harim ka'i. It's a matter of where they live. The Tana was living in a mountainous region, the Losagi below Tosa Zugi Misani, where you needed three sets of shoes because there are so many rocks on the ground that they destroy shoes. It's like you send the kid to camp. You know that as soon as he comes back, you're going to have to buy him new shoes because it's in a place where the shoes get destroyed very easily. And Agavorcha, it's telling me if you're going to have to buy her three pairs of shoes a year anyway, because she's going to go through the shoes that quickly, the you might as well time it in such a way where you're providing her with the shoes around Yantav time so that she'll be able to have Simchas Yantav. Meaning, obviously, from Pesach al Atzeres, you know, if a person needs three pairs of shoes throughout the year, mi Pesach al Atzeres, you're not going to destroy a pair of shoes. But so that's why the Tana is telling us that anyway, time it in that way, because it will be exciting when she gets a new pair of shoes around the Yom Tov time, even though it's not yet time for her to need a new pair of shoes in the 7 weeks from Pesach al Atzeres. So there's an interesting discussion in Achronim whether there's such an inyan called Shabbos shoes, right? We know there's an inyan called Big Day Shabbos, that a person is supposed to be Mechabit Shabbos, al Tikri, that the Malbush, the Gemara says, is called Mechabdusai. It's that which gives a person kavod, so perhaps an inyan of kavod Shabbos to wear Shabbos clothing. And there are Beferish Asugis about that. The Gemara talks explicitly about that. The Gemara never talks explicitly about wearing Shabbos shoes, meaning can a person wear their regular weekday shoes on Shabbos? In my most recent Sefer, I have a whole piece, and I have like I found somehow 11 rayas from different Gemaras and places whether you need Shabbos shoes or not. So some poskim say yes, some poskim say no. Anyway, so kelim shel chamishim zuz. You have so he provides her with the kelim shel chamishim zuz, 50 zuz of clothing worth chamishim zuz. So Amar Rabbi, chamishim zuz pshiti. The chamishim zuz that the Mishnah is talking about are the zuzay are the pshutim that are only worth one. Meaning it's a Kesef Medina, it's not Kesef Tzuri. It's only worth 1/8 of Kesef Tzuri. So Mimai, how do I know the Chamishim Zuz means Chamishim Zuz Medina, not Chamishim Zuz, not Kesef Tzuri? Midiktani, because the Mishnah says about these Chiyuvim, Bamed, Varmamurim, when do we say that he has to give this amount? That's Ba'anisha B'Yisrael. That's if the Baal was an Anisha B'Yisrael. Aval B'Mechubad. But if he's a person who's a wealthy person, Hakal Lefi Kvodo, then it would all be based on his Ashirus. And therefore the daughter of Nakdim when Ben Gurion is getting tremendous amounts of cooking wine because that's what she was accustomed to. But if you hold the Chamishim Zuz is Chamishim Zuz of Kesef Tzuri, so Ani Chamishim Zuz Minale, where in the world is an Ani getting Chamishim Zuz of Kesef Tzuri? He would never have access to that kind of money. Chamishim Zuz Pshiti. That's why it must be Chamishim Zuz Pshiti. It must be Kesef Medina and not Kesef Tzuri. We had the discussion about Kesef Medina, Kesef Tzuri a few times, but that's because we're learning Ksubis, right? Because we know that the Masayim Zuz that a husband gives, we had a whole Machlokas, Machlokas Tanoi, Machlokas Amaroi, Machlokas Rishon, Machlokas Aposkim, is Ksuba Darais or is Ksuba Darabanan? So all the Rishonim ask the question, what do you mean is Ksuba Darais or is Ksuba Darabanan? It's right there in the text of the Ksuba, if you're Ashkenazic. It's right there in the text of the Ksuba. Dechazi Lichi Midoraisa. So that's what some of the Rishonim say. No, Dechazi Lichi Midoraisa means you deserve the Ksuba, perhaps only Midrabanan, but the Kesef, the Masayim Zuz, the Midoraisa doesn't go back on the Ksuba, Dechazi Lichi. It's on the Masayim Zuz. The Masayim Zuz is money Midoraisa. It's Kesef Tzuri, which is a lot more money. It's worth 8 times the value of Kesef Medina. So here also, when we're talking about Chamishim Zuz, so we're talking about the Chazi Lichi Midrabanan. We're talking about the Chamishim Zuz, that are Chamishim Zuzi Midrabanan. Ve'nelson lo chadash. And we said, you don't give her any new clothing b'yimos hachama. Rather, you give her the new clothing in the wintertime, and then it thins out over the winter and becomes summer clothing by the time the summertime arrives. So the Tarma Rabban, Mosa Mazonos Lebal. The extra Mazonos goes back to the husband. Mosa Blaos Leisha. The extra Begadim, after they're worn out, the woman gets to keep. So Mosa Blaos Leisha Lamali. Why does she need worn out Begadim? Samarachva Shemiskasa Behen Bimeni Dasa. Something that she could wear while she's in Nida, Kadesh Lotiskana Al Baila. So that she won't be Tiskana Al Baila during her Yimei Tahara, meaning we want that during her Yimei Tahara that she shouldn't be wearing the same clothing that she wears B'Yimei Nidasa, because then the husband's going to be thinking about the Yimei Nidasa during the Yimei Tahara. It's going to mess with his head and it's going to be Tiskan Al Baila. Tiskan Al Baila doesn't mean that he's going to look at her and he's going to say Fe, and he's going to be it means that somewhere psychologically in his mind he's going to have an association that's not going to be a positive one, and we want it to be purely positive, right? That's what the Gemara says, that that the reason that you're not allowed to be Meshamish Mita La'oraner is because he may see too much, and it's going to be Tiskan Al Baila, and the Pasuk says V'after the Re'echa Kamocha. Really? Because he sees one fold in his wife's body or something like that, he's not going to love her anymore? It's not going to be V'after the Re'echa Kamocha? No, it doesn't mean that. It means that there shouldn't be any negative associations. There should be a purely positive experience. Amar Abayi Naktinan Mosa Blaos Almana Liyorshav. The extra blaos of an almana goes to the yorshim of the husband. It's not like the other begadim that she has that her yorshim keep. So hasam hu delo tiskani ba'apei hacha tiskani v'tiskani. Because by a married woman, the most of blaos stay with her in order that she shouldn't be niskana to her husband if she wears them when the same clothing when she's needed when she's not. But by an almana tiskani v'tiskani, she doesn't have a husband, so there's no problem with that. Nosin la ma'akesef. Then the Mishnah said the husband provides her with ma'akesef for her needs, and she's ocheles imo mi leili Shabbos to leili Shabbos. So my ocheles. What does the word ocheles mean? Meaning, either way, the Shittim Gatz explains what the Gemara is really asking over here is either way, the Mishnah doesn't make perfect sense. Because if it means tashma shamita, why would you call that ocheles? And if it means ocheles mamish, why is she only being ocheles on leili Shabbos? Kavod yom v'kavod laila, kavod yom adif. So if there's one time that she should be having a better meal, a more enjoyable meal together with her husband, it should be daytime, right? That's the halacha. There's a din of kavod on Shabbos both at night and a din of kavod during the day. The Gemara in 10th Parak of Pesachim discusses which one takes precedence. You have one favorite dessert that you'll be able to eat on Shabbos. Should you have it on Friday night or should you have it Shabbos day? Su'udah. So the answer is Shabbos day su'udah. Kavod yom, kavod laila, kavod yom adif. So that's how Shittim explains the question. My ocheles. Well, it doesn't make sense to say that she'd be ocheles daf on Friday night. So Rav Nachman Amar ocheles mamish. Rav Ashi Amar Tashmish. We have these two deals. So ocheles imo leil Shabbos bishlam leman diyamar achila. If you say that it's referring to achila, haynu duktani ocheles. I get why you use the term ocheles. El man diyamar tashmish my ocheles. But if you say that it's tashmish, then why use the lashon of achila? So says Mara, of course we do that. Lishna ma'alia. We always try to use a more clean lashon, a more refined lashon. Kedichsev, like we find tashmish amita is referred to as ocheles, where the pasuk describes achla, she eats, umachsafia, and wipes her mouth, v'amr lo palti oven, and says, I didn't do anything wrong. And the mashal is, an isha mina efes, that she committed adultery, and she cleans herself off and says, I didn't do anything wrong. So we see that tashmish is referred to as achila. So ask the Gemara on Ravasi, meiser, Rav Shimon, gomli alom arachels b'leili Shabbos v'shabbos, so bishlam man yamar achila haynu duktani v'shabbos. I understand very well if you assume that the mashmaus of ocheles is achila. That's why the Tana adds that she's ocheles on leili Shabbos and Shabbos to tell me that yom haShabbos as well. El man yamar, but tashmish, but the shita that holds that it's tashmish v'shabbos mi'ika, are you allowed to be mishamish mi'ta? So on Shabbos b'yom, v'am Ravuna Yisrael kedoshim einim Shabbos shemitah same b'yom, that Yisrael kedoshim are not, don't do tashma shemita during the day because of tzniyos. Says the Gemara, Amarava b'bayis afel mutter, but bayis afel is mutter. Talmud Chacham could be mafel b'talisa even if it's not a bayis afel. So there's no technical iser of tashma shemita b'yom. It's interesting we talk about kavod yom and kavod laila. Rav Shachter often points out that in learning, one of the yisodos a person should have in learning is that whenever there's a locus, you have to realize that there's 99% of the factors and of the picture both poskim agree to. They disagree about one point. So he says a lot of times from that, from the disagreements, it can sharpen your understanding of what everybody agrees about. So he uses that example. Kavod yom v'kavod laila, kavod yom adi. Adif. So he says, apparently everyone agrees that when it comes to the mitzvah of Kavod Shabbos, there's a mitzvah Bayom and a mitzvah Belayla. One time Bayom, one time Belayla. The only machlokas, only minor machlokas is which one is Adif. But that's what everyone agrees to. So he pointed out in Nimr of Salvechik, that's why Shalosh Shudis, there are many Shittas Rishonim that you don't have to have bread, that you're allowed to have a little less. Because you see that Kavod Yom, Kavod Laila is once Bayom, once Belayla. Shalosh Shudis is only Midin Oneg Shabbos, not Midin Kavod Shabbos. So because it doesn't have the same level, so that's why you could have less. V'im Haisim Manika, we said if she was nursing, so you give her more mazonos and she has to do less work. Darish Rabbi Ula Rabba, a pisca de Benesia, he darshim at the pisca de Benesia, alfi shamarin adam, a zon as one of nosuk shem katanim, alfi zon katanik katanim, that you do have to provide for katanik katanim, for very young children. Ad kam, until what age? Ad ben sheish, until they're six. Kedravasi, dam ravasi, katan ben sheish, yotze be'iru vimo, that he can go outside of Be'iru vimo, he can go outside of the tchum of his mother, even though his he goes out to the tchum of his mother, even though his father made a tchum on the other side, because up until 6 years old, he's very attached to his mother. So asked the Gemara, yeah, we learned that a son follows his mother and he eats from her food, but how do I know that the father has to be the one providing it? So if she's nursing, he has to provide, the husband has to provide her with more food. My time, isn't it because he has to provide her with, he has to provide the baby with what to eat? So says Marno, maybe it's because she's a chola, because of the nursing, that he has to provide extra mazonos. Why does it say maisa manika if manika is just a particular example of a chola? So it's clearly because of it's providing for the child. No, maybe it's teaching us a din that a menekes is considered like a chola. So it's important to know that you're going to paskin shailas about a menekes fasting and things like that. So you have to know that she has a din of a chola. Itmar Amr Bishu Ben Levi Mosifin La Shayayin Yafal Lechalav. Mosifin La Yayin Shayayin Yafal Lechalav. We give her more wine because wine is good for the milk. I don't think doctors recommend that nowadays, but that's a nursing woman. That's what the Gemara says, to give her more wine. So Hadrig Lechav Alpi Bezrim. Tomorrow we'll pick up at the sixth parak of Maseches Ksuvos. Good Shabbos, everybody.